The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 538.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a cancer blogger, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Shello Super Ticioso. How are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey, yeah, thank you so much, Sheena. I'm so glad to be here with you. And I'm Shello, and I was born in the Philippines, but now living in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I am a teacher by profession, 6 years teaching the Philippines and 4 years in Vietnam, but decided recently to invest more time in blogging and focus on the projects I am working at the moment. So I quit my job. It's not easy, but I did it. I used to host here in Vietnam some small and big events, including the one I personally organized, such as a language social where locals and expats or tourists gather for socializing as well as learning English, and Filipinos in Vietnam support group where we gather and do some activities.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Shello, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
I had encountered this Theodore Roosevelt quote, word that he said, each time we face our fear, we gain strength, courage, and confidence in the doing.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, self-confidence, it's how I face fear. That's the definition of self-confidence. I used to have a lot of fears within me, including the fear of facing cancer 2 years ago when I was diagnosed. It's not that easy to be confident to face death, but there are other aspects that help me out to face cancer as well as the rest of the trials coming. So I was able to face my fear. That's how I define self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And it's so true. You know, like facing your fears really helps us be more confident, you know, have that courage and strength to keep going no matter what happens in our lives. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And Shello, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I have been known by everyone who knows me personally since I was young as a very timid and an introvert person who only loves to read books and nothing more. That's all. I was even a quiet baby during my elementary days, and I don't know, or rather afraid of facing confrontations. I rather hide from my comfort zone or from my shell. That was me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think we've all done that, you know, at some point in our lives when it comes to, you know, hiding from others and not facing confrontations because of our fears. And, you know, it was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more enough to be who you are, to have that confidence. What was that aha moment?
You know that you turn your life completely upside down when you realize that you are no longer doing what you used to do. You're no longer interested in looking back, but rather moving forward and looking forward to see a new you. So I'm giving this example, like my country Philippines, the Philippines. My personal life is similar with what has Philippines been experienced. Like Philippines experience a lot of calamities and catastrophes every year, and that also signifies my life. And one of them that really shook off my world like an unexpected earthquake was when I was diagnosed with a rare cancer, that is sarcoma. So the question, when did the aha moment happen? When I gradually accept and claim that my cancer is already part of my life, I don't want to deny it anymore, or I don't want to hide from people anymore. And the only thing I have to do is to face it. with courage to fight this illness, this deadly disease, with pride, with dignity and self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, when you get diagnosed with cancer, you know, most people think it's the end of their world, not realizing, like, you know, we can still do a lot more, like what you're doing. You know, you, even though you've been diagnosed with this rare cancer, you still keep living life. You know, you still keep going out there and doing your best to be your best self and, you know, keep moving forward, like you mentioned. And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, during my healing journey, during my journey with cancer, I noticed that I have a discovery after having a self-confidence in my life, but it is never always a bed of roses. I still have a lot of downfalls during the treatment and even after the treatment, the whole journey of it. I also experienced anxiety and depression for 5 months right after my treatment has done, but it was a real struggle. But I had to make an option. I had to make a choice not to stay there. To be honest, I lost my confidence after my treatment for months, but I don't want to choose staying in a dark place where I always lock myself out from everyone. I thought after facing cancer, I am strong, but after treatment, there it goes again. And in fact, the life that I am now sharing to everyone, the new life they said of after the treatment or after beating cancer, I have now throughout my healing, and this is what I call my healing journey. I started to become more certain after those months that I was so anxious. I decided to go out from that and become more certain about my decisions and know what I want to do in life. Just keep sharing cancer awareness as what my blog's purpose is. And I am so grateful for those people who are out helping me when I had cancer. I want to pay it forward for those who also need help. So I have an ongoing nonprofit project that has been relentlessly doing with myself and other friends who are willing to help people who have cancer, who have a vision to make a more positive and interactive community really here in Vietnam for the childhood cancer patients and families. I also want having self-confidence in myself at the moment. I am also more open to healthy confrontations, which I used to be afraid of before. And I want to know when to avoid those confrontations and the toxic ones. So it tried to balance my emotions in dealing with these negative aspects and actually doing more things that I've never ever done, especially when traveling. Like, you need to have self-confidence to face this kind of adventure, even though it's scary. Such as like jumping off the cliff, or what will it give me if I trek for the one whole day and a half? So I realized that it actually boosts more my confidence. And I feel like I want more extreme adventures.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Yeah, the journey to self-confidence may take you longer than you think. It's a roller coaster ride. But first, we need to check our emotions. It's not easy. We have to validate our feelings first. When I say validate, until now, I'm doing this. Whenever I feel sad, I don't want to deny this. So I'm sad. If I'm happy, yeah, I'm happy. I'm living the moment and so on, whatever emotions I am feeling. Feelings change. So what we need to do is feel it right now and then let it go. We don't want to keep those feelings, you know, keeping inside us. The more we keep those feelings, these feelings squashing inside, and the more we are vulnerable to any drawback in our life. Until then, we find ourselves drowned with a lot of self-pity and uncertainty that is the result of keeping or not validating our feelings. However, if we are able to manage our emotions gradually, you are able to do even just one thing that scares you every day. So what is it that scares me every day? Maybe I'm scared of talking to people in public, which is, that used to be my greatest fear before. Overcoming fears is by facing it directly. We need to face it eye to eye, face to face. As I've said, public speaking is one of my greatest fears in my entire life, since I was young and until I was in college or after college. So how did I able to overcome that fear? It takes me years before I am able to gain that confidence. So the journey to self-confidence is actually both fun and scary. But of course, you have to be proud of yourself if you see yourself being very confident and facing whatever fear you are encountering in your life every day, and you'll see your confidence soar high.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your blog, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
My blog link is thecancervoice.net, or where I am regularly writing my blogs and inviting guests or interviewing other survivors, cancer survivors. I can see those articles there.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Cello, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Cello's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. I just really want to thank Cello today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, Sheena. Thanks for this chat.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.